Title: New Tip Pooling Guidelines for Employers. Content: The recent passage of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018, H.R. 1625, an 878-page omnibus spending bill, significantly changes the rules for tip pooling under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the FLSA. While the conditions for taking a tip credit toward federal minimum wage obligations remain essentially unchanged, H.R. 1625 appears to permit the inclusion of a larger group of employees in tip pools when a tip credit is not taken. At the same time, H.R. 1625 still prohibits an employer from keeping any portion of the tips received by its employees and expands the scope of remedies and penalties available for violations of the tip rules. The previous tip pooling rule section 203(m) of the FLSA permits employers to satisfy their federal minimum wage obligations to tipped employees, those who work in occupations where they customarily and regularly receive more than $30 per month in tips, by counting a limited amount of the tips actually received by such employees as a credit toward the federal minimum wage. This tip credit is only available to employers if the employer informs affected employees of Section 203(m)(s) provisions, and tipped employees either A. retain all tips they receive or B. participate in a valid tip pool, whereby tips are shared among employees who customarily and regularly receive tips. Federal courts and the U.S. Department of Labor, the DOL, have long permitted employers to require the pooling of tips. Since 2011, however, the DOL's regulations have interpreted the FLSA to prohibit employers from pooling tips for anyone other than those employees who customarily and regularly receive tips, regardless of whether the employer utilizes the FLSA's tip credit. Thus, employers have been permitted to mandate tip pooling among waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and bussers, but have been barred from including dishwashers, cooks, chefs, janitors, and other occupations not customarily and regularly receiving tips in the tip pool. As this blog briefly noted in a 2016 post about tip pooling, the DOL's rule was enacted in response to Ninth Circuit's 2010 decision in Cumbie v. Woody Woo Incorporated, which held that the FLSA only restricted the categories of employees who could be included in a tip pool if an employer intended to claim a tip credit. New tip pooling rules. By enacting H.R. 1625, Congress explicitly repealed portions of the DOL's 2011 regulations restricting the group of employees whom an employer may include in a tip pool when not taking a tip credit, i.e., when paying a cash wage that is no less than the full federal minimum wage. Cutting short a controversial proposal by the division's current acting administrator, H.R. 1625 also specifically forbids an employer from keeping tips received by its employees for any purposes, including for distributing portions of the tips to managers or supervisors, regardless of whether a tip credit is taken. By repealing portions of the DOL's 2011 regulations, H.R. 1625 appears to permit employers who pay at least the full federal minimum wage to include employees in a tip pool even if they do not customarily and regularly receive tips. That is likely true in the Ninth Circuit, where the repeal of the 2011 regulations should make Cumbie good law once again. In most other circuits, the legality of including non-tipped employees in a tip pool not being utilized for a tip credit is hypothetically open to dispute. That said, a DOL press release characterized H.R. 1625 as ensuring that workers in the back of the house, i.e., cooks, bussers, dishwashers, can participate in tip pools in appropriate circumstances, which suggests that DOL may issue regulations adopting the Cumbie decision in the near future. Penalties increased. H.R. 1625 also increases the remedies available and penalties imposed for violating the FLSA's tip rules. Previously, the FLSA authorized employees who were injured by violations of the tip credit and tip pooling rules to recover the unpaid balance of wages and an additional equal amount as liquidated damages. As a result of H.R. 1625, employers who unlawfully keep any portion of an employee's tips shall now be liable to injured employees for the amount of tip credit taken and the amount of the tip unlawfully taken, plus an additional equal amount as liquidated damages. H.R. 1625 also authorizes the Secretary of Labor to assess a civil penalty of $1,100 per violation in addition.